G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys.
You got a bit of Queensland in you, have you?
No, I'm from, well, I did spend 5 years up there,
The
from Perth
Gold Coast
originally.
Bully, weren't you?
Yeah, up there at
Correct.
the Bully for 5 or so, well, yeah, 5 or so years.
Well,
So, yeah, no, definitely. I think I watched the last few minutes of the game last night. I was watching the cricket for most of the night, to be honest. But I did look over and watch the last 5 minutes. Seemed a very good game, and well done to New South Wales.
you know how they react up there, Brad, after working for the
Oh.
Bullets, and what would it be like this morning in the newsroom?
Oh, I'm sure there'd be a few people licking their wounds, that's for sure, wouldn't they? It's a big thing, isn't it, in Queensland and New South Wales. As I said, being from Perth, I've never really got right into it. But no, it's definitely just as big up there as it is here, no doubt. And yeah, there'll be a few people with feeling it today, no doubt. And I'm sure everyone in New South Wales won't mind to hear that.
The Vics have got some good news for the participants down there.
Yeah, the Spring Carnival is going to offer more than $100 million in prize money and bonuses for the first time in its history. So there's some announcement this morning. I think there's going to be a record 16 races offering prize money of $1 million or more with over the Spring Carnival. So just a couple of the upgrades there. Obviously, the Melbourne Cup to $8 million. The Bart Cummings, I think, is going 300,000 to 500,000. The Amy Victoria Derby is going to feature 2 million. The Cantala Stakes will be over Kennedy Cantala.
Oh, you there, Brad? I think Brad Davidson might have dropped out. Can we get him back on the line? Nick, is he there?
Because I know there's been a horse really well backed already for
Oh,
Rosehill Gardens
sad
on
day.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's early, it's only Thursday morning, and Havasay winning the morning after. Didn't look like he got there at all, have a say, but I know Brad is actually back, and Spend has been well back, mate, in the opening race on Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. Heavily, you actually. I don't know what happened there, guys, but you're right. This 2 year old for the Team Hawks camp, he trialled up very well a couple of times last preparation. We haven't seen him at the trials this time in, but they went up $6.07. That was snapped up very quickly. He's into around that 280 mark now. So there's some decent whispers around about this horse. He's an expensive yearling. Looked the part at the trials. So it'd be interesting to see if he can make a winning debut. It's never easy to do it. We saw Mandela, a very promising horse at the trials, strolled away a couple of weeks ago on debut. So we'll see how this one goes. Hopefully for his connections, he paid a lot of money for him. Ben Trist there. Hopefully they'll be able to get a verdict.
Mate, did this surprise you? Sorry, mate. That Kieran Maher, those entries, he's got 133 entries for the Golden Slipper. I mean, he's been on a spending spree.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, they've obviously ramped things up in the last year or so, but that's enormous, 130. I think the nominations for the Golden Slipper, I think they're the second most in history there. So really strong noms for the Golden Slipper right across the board, which is great. And it's always a race that has a soft place in my heart. I always love to watch the lead-ups in these two-year-old races and see if there's a standout. Last year there wasn't. Normally there is. So we'll see you know, what that means for the three-year-old crop next season, but also how these next two-year-old crop, how they come up and how good they are.
And we had a back-to-back winner in the Ramorny, mate, yesterday.
Yeah, very, very close race, wasn't it? Havasay back-to-back in the Ramorny. Starboy just missed. There wasn't much between a great deal of them really going across the line. I had a little speck at Viceroy at 80s and was being beaten about half a length and missed out on that photo for third. But it was good to see Havasay go back to back, but the cup today will be, I'm sure, will be plenty attending there. Anything, it's always the bigger day of the two. But it's a great 2 day carnival, and looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds the second day today.
You've been doing Rosehill form, mate. Have you had a look at the cup at all for Grafton?
I haven't had a chance.
Okay.
But no, yeah, I've been up late last night doing Rosehill. A few more races to do this morning, so we'll have our preview there tomorrow.
Okay, look forward to it, Brad.
Thanks, guys.